Hey there, Patriots. This is Prairie Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Wednesday, June 20th. This is going to be a short update because I have a short thread, and I did a Q update yesterday. My theme for today, for this thread, is where we go one, we go all. Going to jump right into this here. Last night, Q posted a picture. We're starting to get pictures of what looks like the president. Again, I think it's just good to always look at the name of the file. This file name is iPhone underscore Twitter underscore WH White House. One of the Anons posted this, Donald J. Trump verified account. Earlier today, FLOTUS Milani and I were honored to welcome King Felipe the sixth and Queen Letizia of Spain to the White House. That was at 7:17 p.m. This picture was posted at 7:16 p.m., 1 minute earlier. Q says, what a coincidence. Twitter shot in the Oval Office and next a tweet. 1 minute Delta conspiracy? Q. If you flip the image and rotate it, it looks like this. And if you want to see it with a picture of the president and those well-known bushy eyebrows. There you go. The creases right here are, this could be flipped maybe, but I don't know. They look pretty accurate to me. So think we have a presidential photo. One of the Anons responded, sir, are you trolling us? So much love. Husband Anon wants to know if those eyebrows are stick-on. LOL. Truly an honor, sir. And another Anon posted this. So are we all getting invited to the White House to meet Q and POTUS when this is all over? Where we go one, we go all. 11-11. That is the question that I want to know. I want to get together and hang out with everybody. An Anon responded with this. I'd go even if I had to leave early and walk my ass there. LOL. I would be there too. Q responded, thank you for your service. God bless you and stay safe. Q. Q posted this, false flag prevented. Next, immigration, child separation, narrative change is critical. Identify talking points, distract from the IG report, the hearings, and Korea. Iran is next. Regime in trouble. Iranian regime. People are awake. Projection. These people are sick. Winning. Q. By the way, concerning the issue with children at the border, President tweeted out this morning, it's the Democrats' fault. They won't give us the votes needed to pass a good immigration legislation. They want open borders, which breeds horrible crime. Republicans want security. But I am working on something. It never ends. Yeah, the president is always working on something. He's got a plan. He's working. So we'll find out about that pretty soon. Q wanted us to know that the spelling error in the previous post was due to the mobile. That was the word child. It was C-H-I-K-D. No signal there. One of the Anons posted this. Q said, part of the club, and if you're curious what that reference is, if you look at the ring down there in the bottom, you can see it's that kind of spiral triangle, which is one of the pedophile symbols, according to the FBI. Q posted this link to an article about the claim by Mark Meadows that the FBI may have modified 302s. Link there. Q says, reread drops regarding 302 modification. DOJ forced to supply them. Brackets Rod Rosenstein or R. Fireworks, rank and file members of the FBI are testifying as informants. Hussein Obama, White House SR, probably Susan Rice, staffer is on the record. So evidently, someone who was a staffer for Susan Rice went on the record and is testifying. Payne, House of Cards, these people are sick. Doctors are treating them. Q. They need some doctors. This is a link to the article that Q posted talking about FBI may have modified reports. So we'll see how that shakes out. Q said, go back and check out the drops about the 302s being modified. All I would say on that is this is from June 10th. Move it over so you can see it. And Q wrote 302s, texts, tarmac, FBI, DOJ. And then down below there, FBI agents willing to testify, plus 24. When the agents testify about the 302s and all the other things that are going on in the texts, that's going to cause the fireworks. On April 27th, Q suggested General Flynn plead guilty to a crime he didn't commit. Flynn pleads guilty to non-committed crime. S, Peter Strzok, interviewed him. Strzok Page relationship with the judge, Rudy Contreras, they were buddies. Number two, which is McCabe, Strzok and Page, did they modify the 302s? Probably. So these are the just Q's giving us a heads up about things that are coming down the road that we'll be hearing about. Q posted this. This is a previous post. Are you awake? Do you on the left? Do you see for yourself the MSM propaganda tool of the left? Do you see how Facebook, Twitter, and Google are censoring non-left points of view? And Q goes on there, and then the right says they want you divided. They call us names. They make threats. They censor. They lie. They project. They cheat. They steal. They harm. They are sick. They are evil. At some point, the streets for them will not be safe, including a recent tweet, I guess, by Peter Fonda, who was tweeting that Barron Trump should be put in a cage with pedophiles. And I just saw that the Secret Service has been called about that particular outburst. Some of these people are going to Gitmo. That's all there is to it. And Q said a second facility is being prepped. I was asked to pass this along from a follower who's a retired lieutenant colonel about the Congressional Research Service, which is essentially it's a think tank for Congress. They help Congress research legislation and things of that nature. And this person said, Congressional Research Service is part of the swamp. It's a problem and it needs to be drained. So Q and the president, if you get this information, or any of you anons who are listening, if you want to throw this up on the board on 8chan and run it by them, that would be great. We appreciate that. With all the negative press about Q out there, somebody sent me a link this morning to a really nice article about Q. This is written by Ted Mann. And Ted is he's written for Hollywood, TV shows and different things, and wrote this really good article about Q. It's very helpful. He kind of talks about his journey to find Q, and it's written from a very laid back, easy perspective. He gives good information. Some of it is a little technical, which I think some of my friends and relatives would be interested in knowing about. But good article. You can find that on tablet, mag.com, and it's just the story of Q. It's on my Twitter timeline. Q just posted this a little while ago. Abandoned ship, Hussein staff talking, link. And then Q asks, what are we leading up to? Q. This is a link to the article that Q posted. It's on Yahoo News. Actually, it went to a tweet, which went to a link. Obama's cyber chief confirms stand-down order against Russian cyber attacks came in 2016. Yeah, so the basic story there is, I highlighted this here, the Obama White House chief cyber official testified Wednesday that proposals he was developing to counter Russia's attack on the U.S. presidential election were put on the back burner after he was ordered to stand down his efforts in the summer of 2016. So this is Obama's chief of cybersecurity. He was putting in plans to mitigate Russia's election interference, and Obama instructed him to stand down. Q asks, what are we leading up to? Well, gee, how is anyone going to take accusations against the president colluding with Russia seriously if Obama's own people were instructed not to do anything about Russian interference? That's what we're leading up to. Q posted this. I like this. This is a tweet from Pam Werner. I'm at the Trump rally in Duluth, Minnesota, which is actually going on right now. Waiting in a huge room full of people to get in, and a guy gets up on a table and starts talking about Q. He starts chanting, "Where we go one?" And those of us who knew responded loudly, "We go all," many times over and over. I had to explain to many people around me what it meant. It was so awesome. Where we go one, where we go all. Hashtag MAGA hashtag. Q says, "We hear you, patriots. Where we go one, we go all. Q." So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.